Hey, you guys. Come here. You guys can get closer. Come on. You too. Come here. How are you guys doing today? You guys having a fun day today? You guys all doing okay? All right. Well, I want to ask you guys a question. Have any of you guys ever gotten in trouble? Yes. What are some things you guys have gotten in trouble for? Don't want to talk about it? Okay. Yes, Michael, what'd you get in trouble for one day?
Punching my brother in the face and smacking him.
You smacked your brother?
Yeah. Just like this.
Well, I want to tell you guys about a day that I got in trouble. You guys want to hear about that day?
Yeah.
All right. I was maybe about your guys' age, and I just have a bad day today. I was really angry. My parents weren't being nice to me. I couldn't get past a Pokemon gym, and I didn't know why. It was a bad day that day. And my parents were leaving, and before they left, they had yelled at me for something that I did. You guys know what I did? They had yelled at me for playing on my Game Boy too much, and they took it away from me. And I wasn't happy at all. So when my parents left, I stormed around the house just in a bad mood. And you know what I did in that bad mood? I went to our coffee table, and I lifted it up, and I dropped it. You guys know what happened? The coffee table didn't break, but my mom's glass candy jar that she kept on that table shattered into a lot of pieces. And I knew the minute that I saw all those pieces of glass on that table that I was in trouble. My mom loved that candy container. She put all of our favorite candies. She had peppermints. She had little chocolate mints. My favorite were the chocolate and mint ones, the kind you guys get from restaurants when you're done with your meal. Those are my favorite, and she had those in there. And I knew when I looked at all those shattered pieces that my parents were going to yell at me when they got home. Do you guys know what I did? I tried to hide it. You guys ever tried to hide your mistakes like that? So I went, I took that candy container, and I tried to find somewhere to hide it. But I knew, no matter what, that my mom, she would find out that it was gone. So I left it there. And my parents came back. And I went off into my room to try and hide from them. And I knew that my mom saw it. Because she came in with those pieces. And she said, "Lance, what is this?" And I said, "They're broken pieces of your candy jar, Mom." She said, "Why are they broken?" And I said, "Because I was angry, and I did something I shouldn't have done." And she said, "Why did you hide from me?" You know what I said? I said, "Because I was afraid that you were going to yell at me." And you know what she said? She said, "No matter what you do, even if it's wrong, I will always love you." You guys know that about your parents too, right? No matter what you do, no matter how much trouble you get into, they will always love you. You know why? Because you were their kids. Because they were just like you all those years ago, getting in trouble with their parents, and their parents love them too. So they know exactly how you feel. And with that same way, God knows how we feel when we get in trouble and kind of want to hide from him. But he will always love you, no matter what. I want you guys to remember that today. Can you guys do that for me? No matter what, someone always loves you. So let's bow our head for prayer, then we'll get all this money collected. Dear Lord, thank you for today, for bringing us all here to share in your love and compassion. And please help us to always remember that no matter how bad things seem, no matter how much trouble we get into, whether it's our fault or someone else's, help us to remember that you will always love us, no matter what, and that we should always be trying to find you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, go get the baskets. Start heading back.